From the studios of Boise State Public Radio News, I'm Samantha Wright, filling in for Jim and Godette. It's Idaho Matters. As the planet continues to warm and seasons begin to change, many people are starting to see warmer winters and earlier springs, not this year, which makes it easier to spread infectious diseases, especially as insects have more time to reproduce and to expand into new territory. So St. Luke's is hosting a series of talks on climate change and medicine. And the talk this Wednesday is titled Climate Change, Expansion of Infectious Born Disease. It's a very scary topic. Joining us today, Dr. Christine Hahn, Idaho State Epidemiologist and Medical Director in the Division of Public Health. Teresa Bradford, the Student Chapter President of Idaho Clinicians for Climate Health. And Dr. Sky Blue, an infectious disease specialist working in hospital epidemiology and infection prevention. Welcome, everyone, today.
Thank you.
Yep, thank you.
Dr. Blue, you Dr. Blue, you work in infectious diseases. Is this a concern for you?
It is a concern. You know, sometimes it doesn't come down to my day-to-day practice, but when I see overall trends and where we're headed, I look to the future and see things like pandemics, vector-borne diseases, just becoming more and more prevalent. And I'm not sure that, either as physicians, health systems, or a society, we're ready for that yet.
Well, yeah, I think COVID taught us a lot of things we're not ready for sure. Dr. Hahn, is this a concern for you?
Yes, like Dr. Blue, I do worry about the impact that a warming planet and a warming Idaho is going to have on our health here. And we're all still reeling from COVID. We've been through a lot in the last few years. And as you said, it certainly taught us that we have a long way to go to really be prepared for future threats. Hopefully we've learned something from the COVID experience, but this is a whole new world with a lot of things that could happen that it's going to be very hard to predict the exact impact. So we need to be ready for all sorts of possibilities.
And, I think this is a fascinating subject. And Teresa, who are the Idaho Clinicians for Climate Health? Tell us a little bit about that.
So the Idaho Clinicians for Climate and Health is a state organization that focuses on preparing and educating healthcare for climate change effects. And I am the president of the student chapter at the Idaho College of Osteopathic Medicine. So our focus is to try to integrate this education more into like early medical education so that rising physicians can be prepared as early as possible to address the effects of climate change.
Gotcha. Dr. Blue, when we're talking about insects having more time to reproduce, bugs in general, expanding into new territory, what kind of diseases are we talking about, or do we even know yet?
Well, I think you hit the nail on the head there. When we're talking about climate change, I use that as a portion of what I consider planetary health in general. And so, vectors, mosquitoes, biting midges, sandflies, and ticks are just one part of that. We have the human element as well. So as we talk about climate, it's kind of like the weather. We can have a real wet spring, mosquitoes can breed, we can have a little bit more on that. Ticks can overwinter more easily. But then you see on a global scale changes in human migration, changes in the animals we nurture for food. And those are part of the blood meal that these insects will feast on. So if we have a drought in another part of the world, we have increased migration of people who might be chronically infected with malaria, with dengue, with Zika. And now you get those into an area where we have mosquitoes that are living or expanding, or a tick population. So now all of a sudden, those mosquitoes have a new disease into the environment. And as you mentioned, emergence of new infections is an unknown. There's many viruses out there in animal species that are perfectly happy to just stay in their own little ecosystem. But as we have loss of biodiversity, as we have, you know, degradation of forests and other ecosystems, those viruses will, you know, pretending they know what they're doing, but they're going to expand to new hosts. We'll have mosquitoes looking for new blood meals. And even though humans may not be their preferred host, they're going to take a disease from those animals into a new population. So Lyme's disease, babesiosis in Idaho, West Nile, and I already mentioned dengue fever, Zika, all of those are diseases we can see that could be vector-borne.
Wow, that's a little terrifying. Dr. Hahn, when we're talking about preparing for things like this, are we preparing for possible changes based on changes in our climate?
Yeah, we're starting to. You know, we have been talking about this for many years, and you really with COVID, we have not made headway in the last several years. We just were too overwhelmed with responding to COVID and trying to, of course, keep some of our other work going. But we are very committed in the Division of Public Health to starting to look at this systematically, trying to figure out what we can do to help keep the population healthy as the state warms up.
Wow. And Teresa, is it true that it's important to get medical students involved in this process, training the next group of doctors and nurses and the folks who are going to have to deal with this?
Yes, I believe that it is. As Dr. Blue alluded to earlier, this is going to be a bigger problem going into the future. So young doctors are being trained right now, and it's going to be important that we're aware of these problems that are rising that might be peaking later on in our careers.
Wow. And how are they responding? Are they eager to find out more and to tackle this? Are they worried about climate change?
I would say there's a great concern among medical students right now. I don't want to speak for everybody, but we've had a good response to this organization on campus. It's a new organization this year, and we're hoping to be able to even integrate some information into the curriculum as opposed to just being an extracurricular activity that students can participate in so that this is truly integrated into our education. So far, people are excited about it. We have a lot of participation, and we're hoping to eventually get some of the WAMI Idaho students involved as well.
Uh-huh. Good, good, good. We've barely scratched the surface, and we've run out of time. I'd love to talk to you guys more about this. We've been speaking with Dr. Christine Hahn, Idaho State Epidemiologist and Medical Director in the Division of Public Health, Teresa Bradford, the student chapter president of Idaho Clinicians for Climate Health, and Dr. Sky Blue, an infectious disease specialist. Drs. Hahn and Blue will be speaking this Wednesday on climate change and disease spread as part of St. Luke's series on climate and health. We'll put a link to that on our website, boisestatepublicradio.org. Thanks again, all three of you, for your time. We appreciate it.
Thank you.
Yeah, thank you.
Thanks for listening to Idaho Matters. Boise State Public Radio and Idaho Matters are members of the NPR Network. It's an independent coalition of public media podcasters. You can find more shows in the network wherever you get your podcasts. I'm Samantha Wright. We'll see you tomorrow.
What if the greatest tragedy of your life was just covered up?
I've never seen anything like that before or after.
This is the story of the worst marine-on-marine friendly fire in modern history, a story kept from the public.
It's like, what did y'all have to hide?
Listen to NPR's Embedded podcast in its latest series, Taking Cover.